You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Hello. Welcome to episode 4 on the Nearly Pod.
That's spelled NILIPod.com.
I'm Nia, and I put the knee into Nearly.
And I'm Liv, and I put the Lee into Nearly.
And just to remind you, you can also listen to this podcast on SoundCloud.com and iTunes. Shout out to the SoundCloud followers who liked our recent episodes. Candy Riddick, Shelley Nichols and Oscar Denvers.
Thanks so much, guys. And email in if you'd like a shout out, or you can send us a voice message through our website.
Fancy!
More about our website updates next week.
Well, we've just got so much going on in this episode. This show is going to be off the scale.
Through the roof.
Epic.
This week is a kind of Halloween special.
Yes, a spooktacular.
And today, oh my god, we're joined in our bedroom studio by our own life-size mechanical creepy butler. We don't even know what he's going to say or do next. Hello, Mr. Riffin. Oh my god.
Oh, another guest.
Oh my god.
So good of you to come.
Make sure you don't follow me. That was horrifying. I thank god that's over. It's gonna follow us.
Please, make yourself at home. The master will be about shortly.
So scary, and that was really horrifying.
And remember, children, enjoy your trick or treating, because treating means eating.
Anyway, coming up on this episode, chart chat.
Chart chat with Cockney Barrow girl Adele and her new song about cheese, Halloumi.
YouTube video of the week,
and it's over to Downtown Abbey to check up on Hugh Bonneville.
Some more Brooklyn Beckham news.
Involving some body mutilation. Oh, Brooklyn, what have you done?
Our third Nia versus Liv.
All we know is that it might be a bit scary and messy.
Oh, God. Girls on Film.
With our top 10 best Halloween films for all the family.
Good on you. Good. What? Good news.
So much good news with an update on Warwick Davis and his caravan saga.
Two more true and scary Halloween stories
in our spooky time section,
and some tips on how to Halloween was rather than Halloween wasn't.
But first,
what's happened with you this week?
Well, my friend, we went to Premier Inn for breakfast.
We had like muffin babies because I've stuck them in my top.
Yeah, you had muffin babies.
My friend met Dan and Phil, and they actually said to her that she has nice hair, so.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Just think one day Dan and Phil might queue up to the Nearly Pod conventioners and then we can say, oh, we like your hair.
And then they can fangirl. I'm joking, no, that's... Okay. Oh, that probably God. Never happen, but I hope.
Oh, right, so we also did some Halloween baking and we made some Halloween cookies and there's a video on the way. I'm really proud of it so far. I'm editing it.
Yes, so. It's really good. Yesterday we went to Longleat and we saw some fireworks and we were going to go on the ghost train but we didn't because there was a huge line. So we just kind of went in like and looked at the animals and...
I wanted to do that rhino thing. I really...
The rockin' rhinos.
Yeah, the rockin' rhinos. But Liv said, Nia, you're not three, you can't go on it. And I was like, but Liv. I was really upset.
Yeah, but I would have gone on it, but it's the fact is like... millions of like little children just queuing up to go on this happy little rhino ride.
It looked so good. I'm probably never ever gonna get to go to Longleat ever again.
You went in the Batcave though.
I know.
I don't go in.
Yeah, Liv didn't want to go to the Batcave.
I have a huge fear of like anything that flies.
She was really scared. She's a little wimp.
I am. Anyway. It's like, but no, anything with wings scare me. Like flies, butterflies, bats, birds, anything like that, they just really scare me.
You're such a wimp, Liv.
I am.
We've been watching Halloween movies and we watched Heffalump Halloween with the animal called a heffalump. More about that later. And you also asked me what type of animal Piglet is supposed to be. I was shocked. You were like, Mia, what type of animal is Piglet? I'm like, Liv, you idiot, it's a pig.
Why do you do that? Because it doesn't look like a pig.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, by the way, I can hear from here your headphones.
There we go. Is that better?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. But good. Oh, we also...
We also did some shopping in Bath. We went to Frankie and Benny's, which
was good.
I didn't eat like all of my things. There was like the starter was huge.
Was it?
So yeah, it was. But
that
was like unintentional. Okay, I'm sorry.
And now. Shall we have some chart chat then?
I've been listening to Adele's new song about cheese, Halloumi.
Do you mean Hello Me?
Yeah, that one.
Here's a quick clip. Let me wait.
Hello.
Yeah, that was quick. Play it again, Nia.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Is it bad?
I can see it in your eyes.
Is it bad that
I
when
can
I
see it in your soul?
When I first like heard that song, I thought they were actually playing "Hello, is it me?" That one. I thought they were actually playing that.
Is it me?
And then I was like singing along to it in my head, but then it was like "Hello," and then it went on with the other bits.
Oh.
It's just like. Meh.
Adele there with her new song Hello. It is a bit like Lionel Richie's song, but I can't remember what that one was called. You know, the one where he does like pottery evening class thing.
Anyway, her YouTube video was only released last week and it's already got over 160 million hits. Apparently it's broken YouTube records, knocking Taylor Swift off the top spot. Crazy stuff.
It's quite good. She makes a cup of tea, looks through some net curtains, chats on the phone, and then opens the door. It's in black and white, so it must be good then.
Sorry to be cynical, but Adele's great and all that, but this is a bit hyped, and of course, it's gone straight to number one, knocking off the Bieber boy.
We've also included this in our Halloween special because the album cover poster, she looks so creepy. She doesn't even have a mouth. Freaks me out. Have you seen it, Liv?
Yeah. There's like a little picture. Oh my god.
It's very, very scary if I do say so myself.
You're listening to the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
It's time for YouTube Video of the Week now. This week, there are lots of funny videos that we've spotted.
Keep an eye out for Jimmy Kimmel's funny videos where he makes parents tell their children that they've eaten all their Halloween sweets. They get better every year.
I love them.
Yeah, same.
Some of the children are lovely and don't mind. Others do mind and get really, really annoyed and they just yell and scream and
cry.
And some of them even like swear at their parents. They're like,
You should have saw what Nia done. Sadly, this is a podcast and you can't see what she did, but she did like a body movement to the side while she said that.
I did like a shoulder bump.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
To help our podcast more interactive, we are going to video us watching a couple of scary videos. We will describe every detail so that you can picture the picture.
First, Liv is going to watch my video of my spooky model Halloween village that I made yesterday. She's not seen it yet. I put descriptive words on the video so that people can understand what the figurines and animated pieces are. Like moving Grim Reaper statue. Anyway, let's play the video. Ready, Liv?
Yeah. How long is it? Like 30 seconds.
Boo, scared you.
Spells,
lots of spells.
I'm so scared.
Yes, you little rebel, no trespassing.
Don't get too close to my face because something's going to pop up and I know you. I don't trust her.
I'm so scared.
Get my face. Do you see that? Oh my god.
It's oh my god, again. It's a witch. Oh my god.
I knew that. I knew
that.
I knew that was going to happen.
That's one that I wouldn't show you on iMovie. Yeah,
I knew it. That. See, I had my suspicions. Do you feel my heart? Oh my god. I hate you.
Oh, I love you too.
How did I know that was going to happen? I hate you. I'm shaking now.
She's shaking! Okay, well, that was really loud.
I hate you so much. Oh, okay, right, I need to get over this. I'm not a baby.
Okay, let's watch the Downton Abbey.
What's it say on the script? Okay, for our second special Halloween video of the week, YouTube video of the week, we thought we would talk about Downton Abbey incident at the dinner table.
Now, we've only heard about this, but not actually watched it ourselves. So, again, we thought we could watch it now and describe what's happening for you at home. Play the clip. The Crawley family is sitting at the table. Ooh, there's Lady Mary. Oh, what's the yellow, what's he doing? He's getting up.
Where's he getting? Oh my god!
Oh, he's spitting blood everywhere! Oh,
it's all over her face. Why is there blood everywhere? Why is he dying?
Oh, I don't like it! Oh, he's puking blood everywhere.
Why? Oh my god, he's still spitting up blood. Why is he doing this? Why is he dying? Somebody poison him.
I don't like it.
Whoa. Okay, that was eventful, wasn't it, lovely?
I'm shaking.
You're shaking?
That is disgusting. I'm sorry, but... I'm closing that.
Bye.
I'm shutting your butt down. Stay away from me, iPad.
Ew, no.
I'm never going to see my iPad in the same way again. That was disgusting.
I feel so scarred. Like,
thanks,
both
Dad.
Of them scared me. Nia, why'd you do this?
Oh, no.
I have the heart of a mouse.
Now I'm traumatised.
I'm not traumatised. I mean, the blood thing was okay, but I'm still... I can't get over the other one.
I can't get over the blood one. That was disgusting. He was like... Bleh. Why was he puking everywhere?
Yeah, why was he puking everywhere?
Apparently he had a stomach ulcer that burst.
Yeah, so the new... Wait, you have to read that part.
The newspapers described it as a posh version of Alien or The Exorcist. Here are some of the comments we found online. And remember, these are all genuine, so draw your own conclusions.
Carolyn Timarcos says that then he gave birth to Sigourney Weaver.
Yes.
And then he gave birth to Sigourney Weaver.
Yes, very funny, Carolyn. Like in Alien, you mean.
Swampy says, I don't waste my eyes or electricity on this trashy programme.
No, but you waste your eyes and electricity writing about it though, Swampy, don't you?
England 1966. Wait, no, that's not... Yeah, that's right. England 1966. That's not blood. He just spilled his ketchup.
I'm not putting any of it on my chips. England 1966.
Krabbit says... Can you stop plot ruining, please, with all these spoilers?
Well, Krabbit, Dumbledore dies, Augustus Water dies, Bruce Willis is dead all the way through. Oh, and the Titanic sinks. Sorry, Krabbit, that all just slipped out. Spoiler alert!
Oh, and Darth Vader is Luke's daddy.
Yep.
Andy S says, I used to love Downtown when it came out, but now I find it so dull. There's never any drama or excitement.
Yes, absolutely, Andy. It could do with some dinner table drama. Oh, wait, hang on. They've just done that, though, haven't they?
Chloe Parrott says, this is probably a stupid question, but does it hurt when people ulcers burst?
Yes, stupid question, Chloe. It does hurt quite a bit, so we've been told.
Keith Solly says, but shouldn't his blood be blue?
No, Keith, they're not royalty. Just fictional uber poshos.
You're listening to the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
Feeling like something yummy? then you'll like our next feature. It's the Spooky Wookie Chucky Wookie competition.
Yes, now it's time for our weekly chocolate giveaway. This week, rather than giving away free Mars bar, we're giving away something more suited to Halloween episode.
A bag of mold cheeses! Mold cheeses! If you don't know what that is, tune in to episode 2 to see what they are. But believe me, they are extremely yummy. And as usual, I don't know what that accent was, extremely yummy. And as usual, it's the first person who emails in with this special code word. What should we say this week? Spooky scary skeletons?
Yeah.
Spooky scary skeletons.
And don't forget to include your name and address, otherwise, how can we possibly send the mold cheeses to you?
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm just going to call them that now.
Yeah, mold cheeses.
Cheeses.
The competition, the Mold Cheeses competition, will close as soon as we receive the first email. And no more entries, please, once the next podcast is up. Thanking you.
Hey, good looking. What's a cooking?
Oh, look, it is Brooklyn Beckham. Well, he's been at it again. Brooklyn Beckham has been headlining the newspapers for basically doing very little and getting on with his life. What a lovely boy. Let's have a bit of this then. Didn't mean to put that on. Sorry. Okay, there we go.
What a lovely boy. Do you know he's only got 5 million followers on Instagram?
What?
We should probably follow him, you know. I am following him.
Yeah, same. My headphones aren't working. What is wrong?
Oh, it's because this has been unplugged.
Oh, we could be getting feedback right now and we'd never know. There we go.
Brooklyn Beckham, Brooklyn Beckham, news.
So, who do you think was spotted this week, cutting a cool figure, wearing a combination of skinny jeans and Chelsea boots, as well as an Adidas baseball cap, and carrying a skateboard? Yep, you've guessed it. It was the teen model himself, Brooklyn Beckham! He was actually on the way to the airport all alone, a jet over to LA to see his family.
And now, this one is a real shocker, but I don't know how to feel about it. We've included our Halloween special because it involves pumpkins. So who do you think was spotted in LA on a pumpkin patch sporting a simple white vest while showing off her edgy pierced ear this week? Of course, it's our chap with an Adidas hat cap.
Brooklyn Beckham! And who's got himself a new... Who's got himself a gorgeous new French model girlfriend after rumoured romantic links with Chloe Moretz and Selena Gomez? Why, it's Posh Spice's grown-up son, Brooklyn Beckham. He's got a girlfriend!
You used to hate... Oh my God, you've been shouting that.
He's got a girlfriend! Yes.
You didn't like him before.
Yeah, I did.
Until I started liking him, you liked
no.
him.
Yes, the newspapers are reporting that Brooks has moved on from Chloe and Selena to start dating Sonia Ben Amar, whoever she is.
And that's the end of this week's...
And now it's the best bit...
Oh my god,
that was perfect. And Liv?
Oh, and it's 1-1 at the moment.
No,
so...
and here's the new, even more dramatic.
Oh, and here's the new, even more dramatic jingle.
Nia versus Liv!
So, just to say that we don't know anything about this part, and don't forget, it's being filmed for our YouTube channel, so if you want to see what's actually going on, then look out for our video later.
And at the moment, it's one to me and one to Nia.
Yay!
So,
I'm gonna win.
No, I'm gonna win this one.
No, I'm gonna win this one. No. Whoever wins this one will be crowned Halloween queen.
Oh god, okay. What if it's got a trend? I will cry. I will cry. I have a fear of spiders. Right. Here are our instructions. They've just been handed to us in our bedroom studio. Right then, here it goes. With your previous Neo vs. Liv, you tested your brain power with the super quick reactions. And this week, it's more of a sensory experience designed to test your power of touch. In a moment, you'll see the Halloween Neely Pod Feely Pod. It has five separate compartments with five separate holes in front where you have to put your hand in through to see what you can feel inside it. This is a spooktacular special inside of some really disgusting things designed to make you gross out. However, there is nothing inside that will hurt or bite you, probably, not anyway. Try not to freak out when you feel them, as if you jump about in the bedroom studio, you'll probably fall apart.
Oh, I'm really scared.
So scared. Okay, here are the rules. Once you have put your hand inside the compartment, don't take it out until you guess what's inside. Be gentle when you feel inside. If you can't feel anything, try the corners, as whatever it is inside might hide in the corners. Some items will be loose, others will be in containers. You must describe what you are feeling for your podcast listeners and then make a final guess. Once you have guessed, you must remove the item.
What if it's the spider? Do you have to pick it up and put it out? Oh. Right, okay.
You just remove the item to show the camera.
Okay.
It could be like worms.
Ew, no, worms aren't that bad though.
On the lid, mealworms. They bite you.
What? No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. They've bitten me before it hurts. Oh. Place it on the lid against the appropriate number. If it is too big, you can lift up the lid at the end of the game or take it out.
And it says here, you have been provided with a cloth that has been soaked in disinfectant so that you can wipe your hands after some of the holes. You will need it. Alright. Finally, you will be given an envelope containing a list of what the other player will be feeling so that you can... Oh, my phone vibrated. Excuse me. Finally, you'll be given an envelope containing the list of what the other player was feeling so that you can say if it was right or wrong for the scoring purposes. Open this just before the other player begins their game, not before, and keep this hidden at all times. No cheating, please.
Okay. Where's the double-headed coin?
I'm heads.
That's because it's a double-headed coin.
What's a double-headed?
Liv, you can toss the double-headed coin and I'll call it to see who feels first the freaking feely pod experience. I choose heads to not go first.
I've said I was choosing heads.
No,
too late.
Heads. Oh, what? That's me.
I dropped it. No, I said heads first, actually.
No, actually, give it back. Thanks. Oh, it's heads. Heads. Oh,
not
look,
ready.
Look like lips ready.
Not
okay.
Ready. I'm so scared. I don't want to
die. Bring in the Neely Pod Feely Pod.
I'm so not excited.
Is this one for
me? Has it got any, like, moving things in there?
Lips going first.
I said head first, though.
Okay, right. This is mine.
I'm so scared. I'm going to cry.
Can't do this.
Okay. No, Nia, I'm not doing this.
Yes, you are.
There's living things in there.
No, there's not.
It's
going to
have a panic attack.
Okay, number one.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Number one isn't bad. No.
I'm actually going to cry. I can't do this. My eyes are watering and I don't know why, because I'm not sad. I'm just really, really nearly bored. This is what we do. Watch us in pain. I'm like shaking. Look, my eyes are actually watering. Do I have to keep my hand in there?
Yeah, for like at least 10 seconds, unless you really have to take it out.
I'm on the verge of tears. I can't do this.
Okay, just get it over and done with. The first one isn't that bad.
I'm just not good with this stuff. I don't like touching things. Do you see me? I'm just like putting my hand in, taking a bite. Right, is this gonna kill me?
I'm shaking so much.
Liv, just do it.
I touched it.
What was it like?
It was like smooth.
Put it in again. Right, you have to properly.
It was smooth, okay?
Liv, you've touched it once.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that. Is it wet? Is it water?
Do you give up?
Yeah.
Eggs.
I don't like eggs. Right, second. One down. It's like hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's like soft as well. It's hard and soft. I don't know what that is. I can't put my
just
hand
feel
back
it!
No, I don't want to feel it anymore. What was it? I've touched it. It was like weirdly sticky.
Yeah. It was a pig trotter. Okay. Right. Number three
is the nicest.
Yeah.
Is it squidgy?
No, shouldn't be.
Is it hard?
This feely pod is just great, isn't
it?
It's beautiful. It might be in the corner.
In the container? There's no container. I touched it! I didn't like that at all. I found it and it was like hard. I didn't like that.
It's the best out of all of them. Do it again.
I can't do that, no. I'm not doing that again.
It was a wind-up monster toy! Liv! Liv, you winny. Right, next one.
You're definitely gonna win.
Liv, next one.
I regret my life decisions. I'm scared of everything. You're like finding out so much from this episode. I know that one's bad because you looked at it and you're like, oh. No, that's it. I'm not putting my hand in there. Leo, can you put your hand in with me? Can you put your hand in first, then touch it, and then I can put my hand in? Every little thing scares me, okay? Like, especially this. I wouldn't mind doing, like, something else where it's like, what's the smell? Or...
I wish you still want to do this when I was little. I don't know why. I always want to.
It's like a brush tucker trial, and I'm scared that there's going to be, like, a bug or something in there. I can't believe I touched a pig trotter, to be honest. I, like, stroked it twice. It's the tarantula, I know it.
Bye-bye.
What other animals have you got? Oh, is it a guinea pig? Oh, I know it. I'm good at this, aren't I? Is it the guinea pig? I don't want to do it. I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Okay, I just want to get it out and hold it. It's Cadbury.
See, I knew it was a guinea pig.
Cadder.
What's in that?
Oh, my baby. Oh, that's the tarantula skin.
Ooh, where?
And we have a pet tarantula and it sheds its skin.
I can hold him if you like. This was... Oh, my God, I touched his bum.
Livy guinea pig pervert.
And ooh, this did is just Cadbury. Me? I didn't get any of them right. But actually, no, I got the last one right. To be honest, I didn't touch it, but I got it right. I said it was a guinea pig.
You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod.
First one, it's an... Oh, she's a...
I'm really scared. Is it scrambled egg?
No.
It's really wet. Oh! Is it pears?
No.
Is it eyeballs?
No.
I don't know what that is.
Oh! You gonna take your hand out or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I give up. Oh! It's all red!
It's tinned tomatoes.
Ew! Ooh!
See, that's not that bad, is it?
No.
Oh my God, I put your hand out. Number two isn't bad.
I'm really scared. I can feel a container. I felt something hard.
Same though. So is it hard?
Is it a
don't
shell?
Look.
Is it a shell?
No.
It's got like a rim to it, like.
Yeah. Would you give you a clue?
I give up.
Alright, it's a pig's ear. Luckily it wasn't like, it's like a dog treat one, isn't it? That's what it looked like. Next one is not at all bad.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yes, lads!
Okay.
Is this one bad?
No.
Mealworms.
Yeah.
I didn't look like that. Okay, number five.
That one's not at all bad. Don't look!
I wasn't looking. Ooh. Oh, that's one of my toys. One of the... Oh, I don't know what it's called. It's a squishy toy with all the things on. Silicon, kind of.
What do they feel like?
It's like one of those with the eyes, with the eyeballs.
Oh, the ones where squeezy. You squeeze and they go whoop.
Sea urchins or something. Hedgehog. Centipede.
Yeah, like those. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a centipede.
Yeah.
Yay! Last! How many did I get right?
You got...
I got all of those three right.
Yeah, you got those
I got
three.
Right. That was not bad. That was the Neely Pod Feely Pod, and I win. But seeing as I'm a nice person, I'm going to give this to Liv. Because she felt really scared. Oh, I've given a little centipede. Oh, sorry, baby.
She just squeaked.
She squeaked because he got caught in my hair. I'm giving a little purple centipede with the sticky silicon kind of thing.
That's my phone vibrating again. I want to see who's texting me.
I love that.
Fine.
My favourite part was holding Cadbury at the end.
Anyway,
have you got your ice cream tub ready, Liv? Because it is time for... And we're off to the movies now. Girls on film! Me and Liv talking about movies! We're talking about movies! That was good.
Because it's Halloween, we've simply got to talk about the spookiest films to watch at this time of the year. Do you like scary films?
Well, kind of, because when I was little, my parents made me watch Scream, you know, Scream.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I was so scared, but I thought I was really cool because I watched a horror movie. And also, one time at Halloween when I went to my friends, we watched Paranormal Activity 2, the second one.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Yeah, I like horror films. Because I just...
Aren't we going to watch The Visit?
Yeah, we're going to watch The Visit at some point. But I like horror films because I just like making a joke out of it. Like, say if a man looked really scared, I'd be like, oh my god, look how weird he looks because he just looks so scared.
Yeah.
And I just kind of love them. It's fun. I've watched all the Paranormal Activities. I haven't watched the newest one though. I want to watch it.
Yeah, same.
Paranormal Activity, they're like a different style of horror film though because they didn't have like scary music in the background or anything. So, at the cinema on Fright Night, the big scary one this year is Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension, which basically looks really scary, and it's a certificate 15, so we can't see it. And I want to see it, to be honest, but we're not allowed.
Yeah, I kind of want to see it, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I guess as a secondary scary film, on Wednesday, I think, we saw Hotel Transylvania 2. That was very good. What would you give it out of 5?
I would give it 10 out of 5.
We were joking that at the end credits that the magicians... Oh, there's an alarm going off. My mum's burnt the toast. Anyway, so I quite liked it. And at the end, when it's the credits, we were joking about that I was the magician and Liv was the magician's helper.
Yeah, and they were really ugly.
It looked
ugly.
Like you. It was just like you. I'm joking.
And Adam Sandler was very good at it as the voice of Dracula. And Selena Gomez was Mavis.
Was she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Me either.
Didn't Brooklyn Beckham used to go out as Selena Gomez?
Apparently.
Anyway, we thought it'd be good to give you a top 10 of our favourite children's Halloween films in the style of a spooky countdown. Nice films. It does not include The Blair Witch Project.
No, thank you. Although, in fairness, you can't go wrong with a bit of Harry Potter, really.
Expelliarmus.
Right, now let's get the background music ready. It's another Kevin MacLeod classic. I don't know what we would do without you, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, Kev.
Let's get ready with the spookiest then.
Ooh, right. Feeling spooky. Thanks, Kev. Right then.
Okay.
Nice music.
And straight in at number 10 is The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Charlie finds a pumpkin and it's really great.
It's still non-mover at 9. It's Hocus Pocus.
Yay, when witches say magic spells and fly around on vacuum cleaners.
Up 4 places to number 8. Yes, it's Halloween Town.
A Disney classic for all the family with broomsticks and a girl who is our age.
Last week's number 8, a climber down to number 7, is Halloween Town 2.
Bit like the first one, but not as good.
Down 4, this week's number 6 is Halloween Town 3.
Bit like the first one, but not as good.
Still hanging in there at 5, it's a return to Halloween Town.
They're definitely milking a bit now, I think.
Up 3, this week's number 4, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's a big bad dream on Christmas Eve.
Still at number 3, Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Ooh, this one's sickly sweet rubbish. How did that get in there?
Down one place at number 2, it's last week's number 1, Monster House. I love that movie.
I was too scared to watch that when I was little. It's about a house that is a monster. It was too scary when I was younger. I didn't like that one much.
And this week's brand new number 1, Pooh's Heffalump Halloween movie.
When Winnie the Pooh gets possessed by the devil or something like that. It's really lovely and perfect for the little ones. That was my favourite movie when I was younger.
What about Ghostbusters then? Or Gremlins?
What about them?
Fair enough, moving on.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
Good news.
Good news. Get your newsreader hat on now then, Liv, and shuffle your papers. Cue for the auto cue, because it's time for good news, with some Halloween news stories for added spookiness.
Right, contact lenses. Worryingly news that a woman has feared that she was going to go blind after putting in some novelty Halloween contact lenses which became stuck and glued to her eyeballs. Can you imagine? Whatever caused that to happen, I wonder. Oh well, apparently she was left in agony after becoming drunk and leaving them on overnight. So it sounds like it was her fault then, really. Don't drink and lenses is the motto of this story, I think. Yeah, because I have contact lenses, and the optician person said, do not sleep in them because they can get stuck to your eyelids and you won't be able to get them out.
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
It is.
I don't like that. Oh, I'd never want to ever wear contact lenses.
So. Contact lenses are nice, as long as you look after yourself, as long as you're quite, you listen to the people, if you know what I mean. Anyway.
Well, a dopey deer in America scared passers-by after it got its head stuck in a pumpkin and walked around like a headless horseman deer thing. And the local sheriff stepped in and basically took the pumpkin off its head after having a bit of a laugh. We're looking at that picture now. It is very cute. Aww. Aww. Describe it. Oh, wait, I'm not meant to say that. Anyway, here it is.
Aww, it's like... So there's basically a deer and it's got its head on a pumpkin and it's its ears are still out, but it's just got its first part of its head. He looks like he's just casually walking around. Aww. A prankster terrified members of the public in California by basically dragging a big spider around on a piece of string, becoming a YouTube sensation. I prefer the dog spider video. Have you seen that? It's really funny.
Yeah, I like that one.
That was a huge thing last year.
Comedy blogger Jeff Wasaki from Los Angeles has had the world fits in this week when he put up a poster of his wife dressed for Halloween in a sexy potato costume. Don't really get it, Jeff. Where's the humour? Do you see this? What do you think?
Oh my god, I've seen that on Instagram.
What is it?
It's a woman with a potato.
I know.
It's her costume.
Why?
Because it's funny. Fancy little brain food this year for All Hallows Eve, then you're looking for a trick and a treat because the latest food trend for October is a red velvet cake in the shape of a brain with raspberry jam for blood. There's a picture apparently. Oh!
Ew,
I don't
like that. That is disgusting.
To be honest, I wouldn't
eat
that.
I'd be sick if I ate that.
It's really gross.
It's just wrong.
No.
Ugh. Hunky heartthrob actor Channing Tatum dressed as a poo for this year's Halloween, Winnie the Pooh that is, and pretty much looked ridiculous. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Aww.
Oh, that's not he doesn't look ridiculous. He looks cute.
He claims that this costume terrified all the little children at his daughter's spooky party, but I doubt that, Channing. You look a little silly, really, but good effort. Seriously, he's ridiculously good looking, though. Poo or no poo?
Poo. ever want something a little different when it comes to getting your pumpkin for Halloween? Well, Morrison's are selling ghostly looking albino pumpkin this year. It's something of a novelty. They're just £3 while stocks last, apparently. Which do you prefer?
I don't know. What do you prefer?
I don't know.
I've never seen one of these albino pumpkins.
No, I want to see one now. I want to buy one and like carve it.
I probably prefer normal pumpkin.
Yeah, same.
Right. Pumpkin shortage, in fact. As of the subject of pumpkins, apparently they're in short supply this year due to wet weather. Could have fooled me, there's loads in Asda and Sainsbury's. Anyway, people are being advised to carve out turnips instead. I just whistled with my teeth. I can't do it now. But this October disaster is already being known as some people by the Great British Pumpkin Shortage, and we think it will be remembered for at least probably 5 minutes.
At our rival Tesco's, at over our rival Tesco's, children have been left in tears due to the extremely scary rubber zombie head and pretend chop-off arms. They had to be removed from the checkout area, the zombie heads, not the children, to prevent traumatic toddler's tears and tiresome, terrible tantrums.
That's easy for you to say.
Some parents were said to be fuming mad when one mother said that her two-year-old boy prefers Peppa Pig flesh eating zombies with rats in their mouths.
Peppa Pig two flesh eating zombies. Not Peppa Pig flesh eating zombies.
Whoops, I said that wrong. Let me say that again. Some parents were said to be fuming mad, and one mother said that her two-year-old boy prefers Peppa Pig to flesh-eating zombies with rats in their mouths. A good point, well made, I think. But they do really look cool, to be honest.
Yeah, they do. We should get one.
They are kind of scary, like little children.
Oh my god, they have rats in their mouths.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
They are kind of scary, though.
They are a bit gross.
Yeah. Like, if I was a two-year-old child, I wouldn't go up to that.
I'd like to run away. Cool.
Yeah. I used to be really scared of things like that, though, so can't really say much.
Oh, and those false widow spiders are back again, making headline news once more. After biting a plumber in the back of his neck in London, he was bringing the washing in. His neck turned purple, and a week later, the sore skin started peeling off.
Ooh. Oh gosh, that's gone like right up his neck. It's not like one small area, it's like his neck, half his neck, and gone up slightly to his head.
It's like in with his hairline.
Ooh, I wouldn't want to go near a false widow.
No, I really wouldn't.
And now for the token cute story at the end of the news. A puppy named Bilbo with a baby pumpkin this week. Becoming yet another star of the YouTube. The coggy doggy basically barks a bit and then pushes the pumpkin around on the floor. Here's a clip that perfectly illustrates the story for our podcast listeners. Oh, that's cute.
And finally, Liv, any news on whether Star Wars Ewok actor Warwick Davis has found his stolen caravan yet?
No news yet, Nia.
Okay, thanks for that. I'm feeling that this story is going to run and run. This is without a doubt the scariest time of this year, Halloween, so it really is the perfect time for some of this.
We'll be dressing up soon for our night of trick-or-treating.
Yeah, we're going as Dan and Phil.
Yes, we are. And I'm going to go as Dan.
And I'm going to go as Phil.
We are trash. You're trash.
Sneeze.
Sneeze, Nina, sneeze.
Okay.
Oh my god. You sounded like a rat sneezing. She just gave me the devil look.
You weirdo.
I thought you were going to say Willy then. You've said that. You've called me Willy too much and it's annoying now.
You're Willy. Okay. Well, let's have a Halloween laugh then. Here's my joke for you. What do witches put on their hair?
What?
Scare spray!
Here's my skeleton rib tickler. What did the girl say when the vampire kissed her?
I don't know.
It was a pain in the neck.
Oh, mate.
Okay, so I have a story here. Do you want to read it? Let me read it.
Yes.
Are you ready? Okay. This one is called Hunting Terror in the Woods. A couple of men were out hunting for deer in the woods during a stormy weather. It was the end of the day and the sun was just starting to set, creating an orange pumpkin-like glow in the sky. All of a sudden, they spotted a deer in the distance and one reached for his gun, aiming it quietly so as it not to be spotted by the creature. The other man suddenly groaned and clutched his chest, collapsed on the floor, suffering from what appeared as a fatal heart attack. In a panic, the hunter grabbed his mobile phone and dialed 999. When the operator asked what the problem was, the man shouted, "Help me, my friend is dead. I don't know what to do. Help me." The emergency services operator explained, "Oh my goodness, now calm down. Let's make sure he's really dead." The hunter replied, "Okay." And then there was a rather long silence. Then the operator heard a loud gunshot. The hunter returned to the phone and said, "Yep, done that. Now what? Duh."
Wow, scary stuff, Liv. Ready for mine then?
Yep.
Well, here goes. You sitting comfortably.
Yes.
Comfortably. Now, then I shall begin. This one is called Rap, Rap, Rap. An old woman bought a small cottage in the woodland, which was dark and a little eerie looking.
I turned that down a bit. That was really loud. Anyway, keep going.
She heard rumours that the cottage was haunted, but she didn't believe in ghosts and haunted houses, and therefore she wasn't worried. The cottage was cheap because nobody else wanted it, so she felt she'd got a bargain. The first week in the cottage was uneventful. The removals men moved all of her furniture and belongings, and soon she settled in. However, the following week, she was lying in bed late one night and heard a noise. It went, rap, rap, rap. I repeat, rap, rap, rap. She froze and then thought that she'd imagined it, but then a few minutes later she heard the same noise again. It went, rap, rap, rap. So she got out of bed, found a torch and started walking towards the noise, which seemed to be coming from a cupboard under the stairs. Rap, rap, rap. And again it went, rap, rap, rap. She slowly walked down the stairs, shining a torch so that she could see where she was walking. She didn't put the light on because she was a bit stupid like that. She heard the noise once more, much louder this time. Rap, rap, rap. With that, she opened the door loudly. Rap, rap, rap. And do you know what she found inside?
What?
Some wrapping paper. Duh.
Oh wow, that was amazing.
I know, right? Rap, rap, rap.
Rap, rap.
Gotta rap. Gotta rap fast. Yay.
Yay.
Hello. You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
So that's all we've got time for this week. Hope you've enjoyed us. Special scary spine tingling spooktacular stories.
Lots more to come next week. We have a new feature called the Big Bag of Random.
What's that all about then?
I literally have no idea. What do you think it could be about?
I don't know, maybe just we get a bag and then pull something out and we have to talk about whatever that thing is on the random card.
Maybe it's like the feely pod.
Oh my god, no, I hope not.
I love the feely pod.
I will cry if it's like that.
That was like the best thing ever.
It wasn't.
So good.
Anyway, time for us to go now. Until next week, I hope you've enjoyed our fourth proper podcast.
Oh, sorry, but we have to go. And don't forget to check out our Halloween videos on the YouTubes. Oh no! It's a tutor. That's not gonna happen. Let's do that again. Sorry, but we have to go. And don't forget to check out our Halloween videos on the YouTubes.
But we have to go. Don't worry, we'll be back soon.
Well, we have to go.
Well, we're gonna go now. Yeah. Oh, also, and here's our disclaimer. Thank you for listening to the Needle Pod.
We are sorry if we've offended or frightened the pants off you with our spooktacular. We didn't mean to, we were just having fun. There are no terms and conditions. How daft would that be? I mean, really.
That's the end of our disclaimer for this week.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye bye!
Bye!
Goodbye!
Bye bye bye!
That was
the Neely Pod. Happy listening.